One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Horror at the Store is sponsored by FYE. You can check them out in-store or at FYE.com for some of the coolest horror merch you can find.
Awesome. You ready?
Oh, I'm more than ready. Go ahead.
Okay.
What a start.
Woo! Let's get it. Guys, welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and today we have a hilarious human, comedian, lovely individual. Give it up for Kelly Ryan.
Hello, hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, of course.
How you doing today?
Oh, me? I'm doing great. I'm doing good. You know, everyone is alive and well.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's a pretty, you know what? Yeah, you're not wrong. That's not wrong. Yeah, yeah.
How are you doing?
You know, well, everyone is not alive and well, but I think we are well.
You know? We are at our core. We're good.
We good. Maybe not like, you know, but we good, you know?
Yeah.
We good, but we good. You know? You get it.
I get it.
So we watched Megan.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we did.
This movie's like blowing up. Like,
I know.
This apparently it's the biggest horror movie to ever be released in January.
And really?
Yeah. Because you normally, if you release a horror movie in January, it's going to like flop.
Yeah.
But like, I think because of how ridiculous and silly it is.
Yeah.
They just really lean into it and people are like, we want more.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was goofy as hell.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you saw it. I saw it by myself in the theater.
I did that too.
Yeah. And I was, which by the way, I have never done that.
Ooh.
I've never gone to the theaters by myself, but I really enjoyed it.
It's great because it's, especially for a horror movie.
Yeah.
It's like, you're kind of alone.
Yeah.
And that's, obviously you're alone. That's why you went there by yourself.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
like normally when you see a horror movie or a movie by like with someone else,
yeah,
you have them to like, you know, you can make a side eye or like chuckle to or something.
Yeah.
But like when it's just you, it's like, it's just the screen and you really get in the movie.
Yeah. I mean, I was entertained the entire time, even at the points where I was like, that is ridiculous.
Yeah. But you're like, I want more of it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I don't know if we're going to go through the entire thing directly,
yeah,
but the part where she is crawling was one of the funniest things I've seen in a very long time.
I saw it in the trailer and I was like, oh God.
Yeah. I didn't even watch the trailer.
Oh, honestly, smart.
Yeah,
I wish I hadn't watched it.
I just knew it was a little robot bitch, and I was like, let's go. Let's do this. And, you know, I saw, like, some people making fun of it, but
yeah.
I didn't understand what it actually was.
She was just, like, crawling around, just like, you know.
Yeah, it's weird that they made her crawl and not be able to run.
Yeah, I was like, you would think that she would be able to run on, like, 2 feet.
Yeah.
And not.
But maybe they were like, oh, for, like, speed and velocity, we're going to have her crawl, or it's not even,
I feel
really
like that would
crawling,
be slower
because it was technically
horse
running
girl.
But horse girl, yes, that's what it was. It was horse movement.
She was full on horse girl. Have you seen those girls on the
internet? Oh yeah. I knew those chicks.
Like the height they get when they jump over things.
Something's wrong.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
yeah.
scared, but also I'm impressed.
Right, right. You're like, I like what you're doing for you. Do I want any part in it ever? No.
Yeah.
But but you take flight. You yes. jump as high as you can, you know?
You do you, girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. But don't involve me.
Do not. I don't want to be in this.
Don't attach my name. Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Absolutely fucking not. Yeah. Her crawling, obviously that, but then in the end, when it's like the big fight scene.
Yeah.
And we're just going to jump around. That's just
what we know. That's totally fine.
The end when she is like in half and is like actually crawling towards
yeah.
the little girl whose name, again, I don't know if you know, I have a slight speech impediment and she has my name, but it's spelled C-A-D-Y.
Her Katie is C-A-D-Y or your Katie is C-A-D-Y?
Hers is.
Hers is.
So mine is K-A-T-I-E.
Right. The classic.
The only way it should be spelled.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a weird, like.
C-A-D-Y is catty. That's
yeah.
catty.
Yeah. It's, yeah. It's wrong.
It's incorrect.
Yeah. It's like, even if you spelled the name K-A-T-Y, it just feels wrong.
Yeah.
It would be like spelling Kelly, like C-E-L-L-I-E.
Yeah. You'd yeah. be like, that's just not right.
Get out of here.
And I know that the yeah. English language is already like messed up to begin with, like yeah. nothing really makes sense.
Yeah.
But when you're here, when you speak English long enough, there are certain things that just make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not that.
You know what, though? But I'm glad that she has an annoying spelling to her name because I couldn't stand her. In the entire movie, I was like, I hate this little girl and I feel horrible because I know her parents just freaking croaked. But she is annoying, and really, honestly, she had a bad temper.
she just needed a friend.
And she did.
And she had Megan, but you know.
Yeah.
That's not really a friend. That's a robot. Also, no. Let's get into this. Do robots deserve rights?
Rights? Mm.
Because people will always, because you know, there's like robot artists now. And I remember like that was like a big thing on like Instagram.
Yeah.
Where people would be like, I'm a robot and I have feelings too. And I'm like, okay, but like we don't have rights as people.
I don't think they deserve rights.
Okay, cool.
Put it in print.
You heard it here first, folks.
I do not think they deserve. Well, it's no, it's like you're not an actual, you're code.
Yeah.
You're a string yeah. of code. That's like being like, oh, my fucking Neopet deserves rights. Which, Neopet threw me back. That's
went, a good call.
That went to the corner of some part of my brain.
Did you know that Neopets are actually part of Scientology?
They're really?
Part of that scheme. Yeah.
Did not know that.
So if you donated any money to them.
I did not.
Okay.
They do not have my funds.
Okay.
No,
okay.
No, can you imagine? This is where you find out. Well, every time I get paid for a show, it goes straight to my pride and joy, my Neopet.
And Scientology. You're actually surprised. This is yep. actually an ambush. You're joining Scientology. Get excited. They're coming after us.
How many people are in Scientology? What's the number?
Too many.
Okay.
They have a TV station on DirecTV.
Really?
Yeah. When I was home, my parents have it. Mm. So I turned it on and I was just like, let's just see. It's just like one long infomercial.
Your parents have DirecTV or they're Scientologists?
DirecTV.
Oh, okay.
Which probably means they're Scientologists.
I have that number. That number is reported to be 3.5 million people in Scientology.
Wow.
Really?
It's too many.
That is
terrifying.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I
don't know what's scarier, Scientologists or robots, actually.
They are they the same?
They could be cut from a very similar cloth.
Is Megan a Scientologist?
I don't. You know what? No, because I like Megan more than that.
True.
I actually liked Megan.
She's
awesome. I thought she ripped. I mean, I was like, when she fucking pulled that dude's ear.
Oh
the way
my
that
God.
She did, I was like, she rules, because I didn't even. How did she make it stretch that far?
It wasn't kind of impressive. I was like, the yeah. elasticity on
of
that
cartilage.
Of
is
cartilage.
Crazy.
Who knew? Like
know.
you could be getting so many things pierced if you just pulled it out. Claire should take notes.
They really should. They really should. Also, that kid fucking deserved it. That kid sucked
yeah,
ass.
But maybe not the car.
No, the I car was, like, was a twist.
I was like, whoa, hey, whoa. I was like, okay, the ear maybe, because that's like
the
okay.
ear. I understood. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
But like. Like rolling in front of a car. I was like,
that
okay.
That was brutal.
Yeah. Also, this film was supposed to be rated R and was filmed to be rated R, but then they found out more teenagers wanted to see it, so they cut it back to PG-13. That's why you really don't see a lot of like gore or anything.
I was gonna say that it didn't scare me at any point, and nothing really made me like, you know, squirm at any point. It was more of just like, and it felt like I was going through a haunted house, sort of. It didn't really have that edge to it that, like, you know, an R-rated horror movie would.
Yeah, the only thing that I was like, ooh, maybe this might, is when they were like, the neighbors kept spraying the...
The toxins?
Yeah, the toxins. Just like, and then Megan, like, corners the neighbor in the shed. And
the
then,
gun through the hand thing was
And then I was like, oh, is she going to pull it out? Don't. So, of course, she didn't, because it's PG-13, so you keep the nail in your hand. So that they can rip it out, so they don't have to show gore. But then they're like, we're just going to pump you full of...
chemicals.
Toxic chemicals, and that's how we're going to kill you. I thought she was going to, like, explode her.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Was gonna happen.
Yeah,
which,
yeah.
Kind of thankful it didn't, but also I feel like that would have been fun.
Yeah, I think the real... like, if it really pushed it over to R, somehow showing the killing of the dog, I think that would have really done it.
Yeah. I don't know if this happened to you when you were in the theaters, having theater etiquette just go out the window ever since, like, people are talking at the screen.
Yeah.
Which is fine to, like, a certain extent. But I had this kid who was next to me who was like, oh my God, she's gonna kill the dog. Oh my God, she's gonna kill the dog. Oh my God, she killed the dog. She killed it. And I was like, thank you so much for your commentary. Thank you. Shut up. But he was the only one talking in the entire theater. And I'm like, how do I always say
the lack
right
of awareness that people have? Yeah, like, no good. Ours was pretty tame. Well, it was at like 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So relatively during the middle of the day.
Yeah.
A lot of other people seeing it by themselves.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of a thing. But I found that I was probably laughing the hardest out of anybody.
Same. Like, I found people were, like, more, like, especially in the beginning, weren't laughing.
Yeah.
And I was just cackling, especially when Megan first sang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was...
That came out of no... That, honestly, was probably the scariest part. I mean, her voice, impeccable.
Great voice.
Amazing voice. But absolutely terrifying. Could you imagine, like, I don't know if you had dolls growing up...
I've always thought dolls were creepy.
Okay.
Like, especially like a little baby doll, like not a Bratz doll.
Yeah.
I had Barbies.
I feel like those aren't like the dolls in question. I feel like more like American Girl dolls.
Yeah. I wasn't into those bitches. No.
I had six of them.
You did? Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember all their names?
Yes.
Go off.
Okay. Yep. Well, I had all of the pairs. I had Felicity and Elizabeth, Molly and Emily, and Julie and Ivy.
Wow.
And I used them in a horror film, and I threw them down the stairs.
You're kidding.
Yeah, that was great. And then I brought...
And none of them came back to try and kill you?
No. And then my mom did jokingly send one to college with me. So I had to...
Scare you?
Yeah. She's like, here's a doll and here's a knife. And I was like, oh, thanks, Mom.
Hilarious.
And then my roommates are like, what the fuck is wrong with your mom? And then I started hiding the doll around the apartment.
Interesting. So, yeah. I was like, what's the psychological thing there?
You know, scaring people is fun. That's it. That's it. Dolls are always creepy.
Do you love Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. Do you go scary for Halloween, or are you kind of like a...
It depends. I usually like to go, like, you know, when I want people to know who I am, so I try to go, like, iconic. Like, I was Austin Powers.
Great.
I was Napoleon Dynamite, and I had tots in my pocket and was handing them out.
Beautiful.
It was amazing, you know?
Yeah, I don't like it when people do Halloween and then they have to post the picture of what they were trying to be as well. It's like, bad costume. Objectively bad costume.
Yeah.
If you have to explain it to everybody, then you bombed.
Exactly. I do wish, though, that Megan came out around Halloween.
People were going to be
the
hurt.
The costumes would be impeccable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I did think it was cool that they, even though she was, like, around Katie's age or mm-hmm. supposed to be. I did like how they dressed her as a big doll. Mm-hmm. I thought that was smart. Because if they had dressed her in like normal kid clothes, it wouldn't have been.
Yeah, as creepy.
As creepy.
They're like, here's a big bow.
Yeah.
And then her, like every time she would, you know, go outside, she had little sunglasses.
Yeah.
Like, damn, slay Megan.
Yeah, she honestly, she was a stunner in the sunglasses.
I was like, damn, to be that iconic. I wish I had that iconic of an outfit.
Yeah.
That I could wear it every single day, you know?
I wonder if Allison Williams's character, what was her name? Gemma?
Yeah.
Gemma. I wonder if she had all the accessories or if Megan went out and bought the sunglasses.
That's a good point. I was thinking about that stuff. Like, how did they know, like, what outfit they were going to pick? Because they had to have other outfits. And I would have loved, like, a, like, montage of like, here are the outfits Megan could wear. And she's like walking out.
It's like 70s Megan.
70s, yeah. She's like, ooh, 70s. Like, no, go back and change. Some, like,
they
got to
do more of this. I mean, I did think they left an opening for someone to be like, no, I can make it even better.
Yeah.
I can, you know, do the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Because I'm sure that the hard drive that Kurt guy moved all the shit to, I'm sure that wasn't destroyed.
Yeah. What was that spotlight?
Seemed like they were really trying to go somewhere with it, and then all it ended up being used for was the end where Megan was like, oh, you feel guilty about doing it, so you killed yourself. And it was like, I felt like they wrote it in and they were like, what do we do with it?
Let's just make him kill himself. I don't know. Which is, I mean, that's always it's always a solution,
always a route.
Officially.
I mean, not a route.
No,
it's
don't.
Not
don't, kill, don't kill yourself.
But it's a screenwriting
it's
route.
It's a screenwriting route. But John and I were talking and about like how it could like lead into the sequel, because where's that hard drive? Who got that? You know, he might have sent it out already.
Yeah.
Who has his hard drive?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
With Megan and the like AI system in Gemma's house, like what?
Yeah.
Like now they're connected.
I think they were definitely connected.
Okay.
Because I think like at the end when it turns on again or whatever, I didn't trust that little fucking thing either.
Yeah, it was cute.
I just didn't. I was like, they're working in cahoots.
Yeah.
They're in cahoots. They gotta be.
At first, like I was like, oh, it's so cute. It's a little like shroom. Like,
yeah.
Like, it was like a little toadstool.
Yeah, well, that's how Alexa is gonna fuck us up.
I don't want those in my house.
My boyfriend just recently turned on all of them in the house, because what happened was, so we won an Alexa, I think. Mm-hmm. And then we were gifted the little Echoes.
Okay,
so now we have three.
Why?
in a small apartment. And I don't really like them. The only thing I use it for is I can't find the remote, so I say, Alexa, power Roku, and then I use my phone as the remote.
Okay.
But I don't like it listening to things. I mean, I know it's always listening.
They're always listening. On,
yeah. But I don't trust it for a second.
Yeah, absolutely not. It's creepy. And also, speaking of creepy, you know what was the scariest thing in this movie? Is the commercial in the beginning and those dolls, like the little like Furby. I think it's an insult to Furbies. I'm sorry.
Fuzzies things.
Giving, if you've ever seen Chicken Little.
Yes.
The little aliens.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I thought of the exact same thing.
Wow.
Oh,
thank God.
My God.
Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then he's like, but it's like that, but like with teeth.
Yes. The teeth were disgusting.
And he poops.
I don't know why you would even get that for your kid, because anything else in the house that poops, we don't need that.
Yeah, it's like growing up, they had baby alive, a baby so real. Like, I don't want that.
Okay, first of all.
Thank you.
Yeah, I did not like her immediate. So first of all, did you get the vibes that she hated her parents?
Yeah, because when especially like I was like, oh, she's sad at her parents' side.
Yeah,
and then when
Megan was like, tell a memory,
and she's like, my mom snapped at my dad, and she goes, I'll always have that, right? Like, why? Like,
that's what you remember?
Like, also, let's talk about their death.
Yeah.
Because that was so, I knew it was coming, but it was, I obviously they had to die, but like,
yeah,
the death was so, like, sudden, and like, yeah, it made me laugh. Not in like a, oh, that's just, okay, it's done. Okay, cool.
In a way of like, oh, 3.5 minutes in and we're dead.
Shit,
we're done. Yeah, well, so before they even got hit by the snow plow, I was like, I am already so sick of this relationship between the kid and the parents. Because it seemed like whenever there's a movie where the kid, like, blatantly doesn't respect what the parents are saying, it drives me insane.
Yeah,
because I'm like, I know that this kid is going to be here the whole movie, mm-hmm, and the entire time I'm going to be like, this is a brat, this is a total brat, and that's how I felt about her the whole movie.
Yeah, like, and I wanted, like, you know, some big arc with her.
Yeah,
which, I mean, we got towards the end when Megan and Gemma were fighting.
Yeah,
but like, yeah, she was.
Like, she was cold the entire movie.
Yeah.
And then right at the end, they were like, no, she's a good egg. And it was like, yeah, but we've had no proof up until this point.
Yeah.
That she, like, gives a shit about her aunt.
Yeah. And but also her, Gemma didn't give a shit about her. I mean, yeah, she did.
There were parallels between the two of them.
She did. It's like, but they were both like, I mean, she's a career driven woman. What can you blame her?
I cannot blame her.
She's doing what she's doing, and she doesn't have time for her child.
Yeah. I was also like, really? You made that huge robot in college?
I was like, damn, what college did you go to?
Where are you going?
Like, undergrad?
Yeah.
How much did that cost? Also, why are they selling Megan for only $10,000? That seems really cheap.
Yeah.
Because didn't they say that it was like hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Yeah, and then they were like, oh, is it more or less than a Tesla? And then they're like, and they're like, less. And it's like, well, no, that's significantly less.
Yeah,
that's like not even in the ballpark.
That's
of a Tesla.
Yeah, that's, so you're gonna have like a dumbed down version of Megan.
Now that would be very funny. like a Megan that just can't get past third grade. Like, she literally is trying all that she can.
Hey, Megan, I need help with long division? No.
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-hmm.
I do not know long division.
Absolutely not.
But I will kill this boy in your class.
And I'll also sing Titanium for you really quietly.
That
in
was
ear.
Insane. The singing of Titanium had me laughing so hard.
Sia could never.
She couldn't. And that's what pisses her off. That's why she doesn't show her face anywhere.
She's like...
Yeah, I the whole time I thought Megan was cooler than Katie.
Yeah, Megan is iconic. Have you been seeing, or what was I going to say?
I was just going to talk about how thick Megan's fingers were. Did you notice that?
Really?
They were so thick. And they didn't, the fingertips were like launch pad. They were huge. It was so gross. And I don't know if it was because she needed grip or something.
I feel like it's because she had to pair, and like she has to have the robot fingers underneath, so you have to have something to put.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. She's, I was like, this bitch got fat fingers, man.
Hey, Megan's not real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Megan. You know what my issue with the robot girl is? Too thick of fingers.
She's
not believable. You know what was cool was when she took people's emotions and temperatures.
Yes, that was
cool. That was cool.
COVID?
COVID couldn't exist. Not with her around.
Her.
No.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.com. FYI.org.
Yeah, she, I don't know. There were parts of her that I thought could definitely be useful.
Yeah.
But then it was like the second, the problem was with the code. Because the fact that they didn't write anything in to where it was like she could be stopped. Like, I was almost like they should have had like a string or something like that you pull and then the whole thing
and then
falls
fine,
apart
but like,
or
no.
something.
Yeah.
They had no plan B.
Also, the only plan that they had or that like that worked was Gemma pouring water on her. And she stopped. And I was like, she's a robot. Water. What? Pool. Why don't you have a pool?
Why don't you have,
dunk her in a hose. Anything. A sink.
Get a pitcher. Fill it with some water.
Anything.
Throw it anything.
Hold on, Megan. Hold on. I got to fill this pitcher up. Give me a second and then do it.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense to me either.
I was like,
water. Why don't you just always have a hose nearby? Like when you're, when they were in like the lab and at the end and they're working on her and they're like, we got to unplug or whatever. I'm like, spray her with some fucking water.
Yeah. Also, don't they have like clamp things to like, I don't know. Also, why did he do the head one last? He could have done it from behind so she couldn't have grabbed him.
Yeah, they weren't the smartest ones weren't. In the world.
I honestly was like, how did you get this job? Because you guys don't seem smart.
No.
I'm sure they're like, again, lovely people.
I wanted them to live, so I'm glad that they did.
Yeah, yeah. Because they were funny.
They were fun. But yeah.
Oh, we got to talk about it. Speaking of dying, the iconic dance scene.
Oh, yeah.
How silly was that?
That was like the tipping point where I was like, this isn't as much a horror movie as it is a comedy. Like,
yeah, this is hilarious.
Yeah. And there are some like horror movies that like there are theories that what makes a good horror movie is that it's also very funny. And I think that's probably why people like this one so much. You know, like there are moments in like Us that are very funny and like when they play the Alexas are playing music while they're getting killed or whatever. Like there are parts that are very funny, but this one was so silly that like I think it just, I don't know, it definitely would appeal to like teenagers who are 100%. Going to see it, you know, because it's like, oh, the girls are scared enough and but the boys are laughing, you know, whatever.
I just think it's hilarious that I forget what the guy's name is.
I think it's David in the film, right?
David, sure, we'll call him David.
Is it
the boss?
Yeah, the boss. Man. Yeah,
the boss man. That man. He was like, you know, walking through the hallways, like, where the fuck is Megan? Gotta find Megan.
Yeah.
And then he walks down the hall. He's like, Megan. And then she just starts going at it. And then she's just.
Which is.
And I was like, that's. Because they briefly showed Katie teaching Megan like one of the dance moves.
Yeah.
Like, doing this. I'm like, did they develop a routine together? Why didn't that would be
that's
fun.
That's probably what it
and
was.
And then they could have showed Gemma and like. Forced her to watch.
Yeah.
She's too busy to be on her phone. But they're like, Gemma, watch this routine Megan and I just made.
Yeah.
And then that was the routine.
Yeah, that could have been it. I think also, though, that movies right now are geared towards, or like a lot of them, especially if it's like a teenager movie, they're trying to find something where TikTok will be like, let me take this.
I mean, it blew up.
Yeah. And I mean, that's what happened with Wednesday when she does that dance or whatever. Yeah.
I don't know it, but
I got to tell you, there was a preview with Jenna Ortega and at the Scream 6 or 5 or whatever it was. And the whole time I was like, oh man, I wish Jenna Ortega was in this movie, but I know she's not.
I just want her.
I
like every.
Love her.
She's a doll.
She's great.
She's a doll. Oh, she's not the doll.
She's not a doll.
She's not a doll.
She's not a doll. Megan's the doll.
Megan's the doll.
That demented little fucking doll.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
She's scared. And okay, And, like, I don't know if you've been seeing on TikTok, but, like, Megan is everywhere right now.
Mm.
Like, she's at the Empire State Building doing the dance. She was on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And she, like, popped out of the audience and started doing the dance and then sat back down. The whole time, Allison Williams is just sitting in the chair and she's smiling, but in her eyes it looks like, please help me, this is insane. Like, she's like, I know how insane this is. And then Jimmy's just like, what is going on?
Wow.
It's terrifying.
That is terrifying. And like, you imagine that as, because she was a producer of the movie, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So like, seeing this vision come to life and then in such a hyper way, mm-hmm. of like, I can't get away from it.
Yeah, this is going to be like,
that's
forever.
Scary.
Yeah.
Because it's already a creepy thing, and not many, like, I would say there aren't that many like horror movie viral bits.
Yeah, not really.
Not really.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to be attached to something like that for, I mean, it's going to be the rest of her career. 100%. People are going to bring it up, yeah. for sure. She did a great job.
Oh, she was awesome. I loved her. I love her in general.
She was great. I loved her hair throughout the whole movie, and it was very long. And I was like, I really like her with a lot of length. Yeah. I know, boring. Sorry, boring girl moment.
But she looked good. She
looked great.
Good. I was like, good for you, girl.
Yeah. 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 I don't like the, I'm a bit tired of like the trope in movies though, where the kids won't get away from their iPads and won't get away from, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I think if like, and I don't know if it's just because in this one, I was like, this is the final straw that I've had with this idea, but I'm hoping they start leaning another direction, mm-hmm. in terms of like kids and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, they like don't have, like, someone's like, oh, we don't use iPads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or something. Or, it just seems like now it's always brought up in a movie where there are kids where it's like, get off your phone, get off your iPad. It's like, okay, we get it.
It's like it's like when people are like, oh, I need to grab my mask in a movie, and you're like, we get it.
We know.
We got it. I will say though, the iPad. I don't know if you've ever been around an iPad kid.
An
before.
iPad kid?
You been around one?
Oh yeah.
They're scary.
Scarier than having the fucking doll.
They just like,
oh, the glued to it.
Any position. Position. iPad.
Yeah.
Just.
Which is weird because to me, if I see a grown adult with an iPad, I'm like weirded out by it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a child's toy.
I just got an iPad.
Really?
I did.
What do you do on it?
I draw.
Oh, are you an artist?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that.
Yeah.
That's a little different.
It's a
creative thing.
Yeah. And then I play games.
But if I saw like an adult that was like, I have an iPad for my emails, I'd be like, what?
My parents do that.
Really? I feel like I'm insulting your
whole
family.
No, that's okay. We're an iPad family.
Oh, okay. All right.
Check yourself.
Sorry.
Check yourself.
My bad. I love the iPad. I love
it. Say it
so
again.
Much. The Nano. You like the Nano?
we do have the Nanos too.
Do you really have the Nano?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have, and you have an iPhone?
The iPod Nano?
You have an iPod Nano and an iPhone?
I'm the baby of the family.
Uh-huh.
So I am spoiled. Mm-hmm. I acknowledge that. I use it to my advantage.
Yeah.
But I did get, I think I got the Nano, and then I got the first iPod with a screen.
The Touch. Yeah, I had the Touch too.
First iPod with a screen, and it's called the Touch. Thank you. And then I got like the most, like the final version of the iPod before they stopped making it, and then I got my phone.
Oh,
like,
wow.
The same year, and I was like, well, why didn't I get an iPod? I have a phone, an iPhone now. I'm not going to use the iPod.
The latest, the last iPod could hold like a million songs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really for like DJs at that point.
Yeah. Although,
how many songs do you think you got on there?
Not many, because I didn't really.
Because I used it for drawing.
And games. I think the only thing that's on there was probably like High School Musical.
All right, rock on.
Maybe some, because of my brother, some Gnarls Barkley.
Gnarls, the guy that sings Crazy?
Yeah.
Huh. What else does he sing?
A lot of other things, but you wouldn't. That's CeeLo Green.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you not know that?
Nope. I can confidently say that I didn't.
Well, hey, you always learn something new.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was that. So.
Yeah. Do you, there was something I wanted to bring up about, so obviously her parents die at the start. Mm-hmm. And then she goes through this whole thing with Megan. Mm-hmm. I want to see like the after of how this chick is mentally after all of this.
Yeah.
Your parents die. You kill this robot that killed a bunch of people.
You almost stabbed a therapist.
Yeah. That was something too.
I thought that she was going to kill the therapist.
I thought so too.
I wasn't a fan of the therapist until that moment.
Yeah, me neither.
I was like, and then she's like, hey, Megan's weird. And I'm like, hey, Allison, Gemma, she's doing her best.
She is doing her best.
Some people are not meant to be mothers. And you know, because you are a career-driven woman.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
The niece could have gone with fucking Jacksonville or wherever the hell. Florida? Why did they make it sound like Florida was the end of the world?
I mean, it is.
Yeah. But it was like if the... The way they said it was as if she was going to be locked in a cage in Florida. and maybe that's just like the fact that we live in like a coastal city and whatever. Like people will be like, ha, Florida. Yeah, that does suck. But if you live in Florida, you're like, hey.
I feel... Are you from Florida?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Well, I don't know. I think there's some like hate towards Florida.
That
fuck, you know, Florida's just like Florida man, Florida trash.
Oh, yeah.
What the, I don't know if you know.
Oh, but, definitely. People are crazy over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but probably she's like, oh, dude, she's gonna see some crazy things.
Gonna do bath salts and whatever. Yeah. Where were they based?
What, the family?
Yeah.
Oh,
because I know they died in Oregon or near Oregon when they were going skiing. So maybe California, I guess, by default.
How far did they live from? Did Gemma live from? We need a map.
We need a map. It probably was like Silicon Valley area because of the high tech.
Yeah.
That'd be my guess. And like close-ish to Oregon.
Yeah, because Gemma drove from their house. From the deceased parents' house to her own house. With her stuff. So I'm confused how far that was.
Yeah. At first, it didn't really seem like the way that they were acting seemed like nobody died.
Yeah.
Like they were very reserved about it.
Yeah, kind of like me.
Really? I've never seen you act like that before.
No, it's fine. I'm good. I'm fine. No, but like, I mean, people, you know, handle
it differently.
But like, they really didn't like take a moment, or like, it was just like, nope, we're fine. And like, Katie would have been, would have been crying.
Yeah.
A lot more. Child.
Yeah.
Parents died. You saw her parents die.
Mm-hmm.
The only emotion she had was directly after the accident in the ER, which is it? Was Gemma watching them operate on her sister or something?
I don't really know.
Do they have open operating rooms like that? I don't think they have windows that.
I don't think you can see into it like that. I think she was looking into maybe like where they were laying.
Okay.
Or like.
But why would they have a window just open with two dead bodies?
I don't know.
You know? I'm like, that seems like a HIPAA violation or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know shit about shit, but I think that's HIPAA violation.
It's not a good. Yeah. It's not good. I wouldn't want to look.
No, thank you.
No, I think that like they maybe wanted to show how they were emotionally stunted. Like maybe because like how Katie was so addicted to the iPad and technology and whatever that she like couldn't really process what had happened. She didn't really pay attention to her parents. She only paid attention to the thing.
And then
the iPad.
The iPad was then replaced with Megan.
Yeah.
And then
she was addicted to Megan.
Yeah.
Because Megan could give her all the answers right away and give her the whatever.
She was so sassy towards the end. Hey, can you have a bite of the hot dog?
Yeah, she was. I know. That's why
I was like,
I just didn't like her.
I you know what? I'm sure she's a lovely person.
A lovely child.
A lovely child in real life. She did a great job acting like, she like did a brat.
Yes.
She did a great job acting like a
yes,
brat.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was telling my boy. He was like, were the actors good? I was like, yeah, I just hated their characters.
Yeah, like they did such a good job. I fucking hate them.
I was like, man, maybe Megan will pull a fast one on Katie.
I thought that
even
too.
Just like elbow her in the face or something.
I thought she was gonna do something, but she's like Bruce.
Yeah, which I thought was a little corny.
I know. I was like, oh, Bruce.
You knew that it was come back to life, and you knew. I just was kind of like, where did she get the gloves?
Yeah,
where were the gloves?
And I'm like, when did she practice with Bruce?
Yeah,
you never saw her using Bruce.
Yeah,
so I'm confused about how she knew like how to do things.
Yeah,
and because like you like tap the gloves, mm-hmm. and like you know could do.
I did like the final stab right into the brain part.
Yeah,
yeah, that was good. That was a good tie-in that she had learned from, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
Bruce earlier.
Yeah,
she had learned like, about the brain. Yeah,
yeah.
So it's like okay, Katie's not an idiot.
Yeah,
per se.
Yeah,
but
you know she's a child. No one's saying she's smart.
No, that is true.
No one's saying I'm smart. No one's saying any of us are smart. But you know,
we're just saying that she
in that moment
was smart.
We're smart. I want to clarify that.
There was something where I. What had me laughing so hard was the detective that came up. And he said, he was like, well, you know, we thought he had died by the car, but then we found his ear ripped clean off. And then he started laughing and he was like, sorry, I shouldn't laugh at this stuff. And I was like, I want more of this guy.
You're like, we only got him for one scene.
I know. I was so bummed. I was like, this guy's crushing.
This guy's hilarious.
This guy's great.
He has like, three, four lines?
Yeah.
Absolutely steals it.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you got to wonder too, like those people, because like, I know so many people that audition for like those two line parts, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And that guy destroyed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're like, yeah. I would have written more scenes for him.
Yeah.
Like the.
I would have rather him be the police officer.
I thought it was going to be that guy. And I was confused. Or like, I don't know, both of them. So it's like, good cop, bad cop.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, stop cracking. You can't laugh at this.
Yeah.
Well, her dog died. Well, yeah, but like. Don't keep it.
Yeah.
Save it for the car.
Yeah.
Save it for later.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't really want the dog to die. I know the dog bit the kid, but.
It bit the kid and Megan? Megan? There was some video that was like Megan reenacted with no context.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a guy pretending to be Megan getting dragged by the dog and like bit by. I don't know. It was good.
Yeah. The fact that she could change her voice to sound like anybody was terrifying.
That is. But you could tell it was her. You just had to be smart.
Yeah.
You were like, oh, hey, this sounds kind of off. It's probably not, you know, not my mom.
Yeah.
Not, you know,
yeah. Like, I was shocked that she believed it was her friend on the phone. I was shocked that Allison Williams believed that it was her assistant on the phone talking to her. But when it was actually Megan.
I thought it was her.
Mm-mm. No, Megan had intercepted the call that Gemma had made to her assistant. And so Megan listened to all the shit that Gemma was saying, being like, we have to turn her off. We have to whatever. Don't go through with it.
Okay.
That's why in the code, when she was like, when the guy was like, what's that? And she was like, call intercepted. That's my cell phone.
Okay. I thought it was like... Okay, so that call never went through.
No, Megan picked up the call in her thing.
Okay.
And just sent out the audio back. So
got
like,
it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I
so
was
it wasn't
like,
real. Yeah, it was a fake phone call.
Wow, okay.
Essentially,
my brain just exploded a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't know she could do that. I didn't know that was... There were so many functionalities that I was like, when did this get written into her code?
You're like she's learning. She's learning. She's smart.
She's learning very quickly.
She's so smart.
Look at her go. And was she supposed to also be 9?
I think so. She's the smartest 9-year-old in the world.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Bravo to her.
When she said the fact about coasters or whatever, I didn't know that answer either. I didn't know that the temperature or whatever the fuck, condensation. Whatever fact she said about condensation, I was like, really?
I mean, I just knew that, hey, if it's real wood, you make sure that you have something under your,
oh, yeah,
your drink. That's all I know.
Yeah, I got a ring on my coffee table from something.
Megan won't allow it.
Megan wouldn't allow it.
Until she did. And that was her, like her big turning moment was when Katie put down her drink
and then
it wasn't on it. And Allison was like,
yeah. Uh-oh. Do you think if somewhere down the line, okay, they made a robot that was a time? Okay. Okay. What about the little furry one at the start?
I'd burn
without
it.
The teeth. Sans teeth.
I'd burn it.
You're burning it no matter what.
I don't like robots. Really? You know what? No, thank you. Like, I don't want that near me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're gonna take over the world. And
oh yeah.
I even see those little tiny robots that deliver meals. You know.
Oh, you're talking about like the Postmates little guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I am like, no, burn it. Because, like, see, no, kill it. Yeah. No.
There's one of them that's kind of cute. It's got, like, three eyes or some. I don't know if they're eyes. It looks like eyes.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cute.
Yeah. Like they're running not. Down. They're cute, but it's like, okay. Well, like, they're going to get someone, and then they're going to get broken, and then they're going to, you know, just consume your soul.
Yeah.
And I just think it's like, you know,
Yeah.
It seems like it's just bad. And then, we're not going to have, I don't know. They're taking our jobs. The robots are going to take our jobs. Can't have them take our jobs.
Yeah. There's actually, there are quite a few places now in LA that are thinking about doing, like, in the front, one of those, like, kiosk type of robots that, you know, have you ever seen it where it's like, you order at a restaurant and then this little robot brings you your food?
No.
Have you seen this?
No.
I went to one in Portland, Oregon, and it was, to me, useless. Like, I was like, someone could just run this food out of here. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Yeah. And, like, and it comes to your table. It doesn't put the stuff on your table. You, like, reach and you grab and you put it down. You're like,
it's like, thank you.
Like, do you say thank you?
And it just is like, you're like, what do I do now? And then it's like hitting everything on the way out.
Yeah.
You're like, this is pointless.
Yeah, yeah. They don't only make like skinny robots. They make like a variety of robots that are like, excuse me, like a wide hip bitch. Wide hip bitch. I'm sorry. I should have said that. We want a plus size Megan. That's what we want.
Why is Megan white?
You know what?
I want a trans Megan. I want everything.
Yeah.
Gay,
yeah.
Straight,
yeah. They were saying, they were like, you can change your skin tone. I was like, I want everything changed. I want to design my own, like, little person, I guess.
I want to play Sims, but on like a doll.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I would definitely like, first of all, I wouldn't name it Megan. Definitely not.
No.
I would get bored by not Megan. Yeah. I probably wouldn't do long blonde hair.
Yeah.
How would you do something like where it was like you could spot it down the street and be like, oh, that's a robot.
Yeah, that's not real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want it to look that real.
Yeah, she looked legit.
I'd give it like rainbow eyes.
Oh, okay.
You know, something where it's like I don't like how Megan just like walked down the stairs at the end of that company without anyone being like, hey, what the fuck?
Yeah,
she just like walked down.
They're like, oh, she's totally normal.
This is just a child.
Yeah.
Who walks kind of staggeredly.
Yeah, you're like, I guess, I don't know, something's wrong. You know, we can't judge here. She could have had, you know, something done.
So like some screws in the hip or something.
You
don't
know. You don't know. You don't want to ask. But she was also like that was an actress in a like half the time it was like a doll,
yeah.
Half the time it was a like a little girl wearing a mask. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
And then to see her take off the mask, it's like thick and it's terrifying.
That's so scary. I thought it was mostly like animated,
Or
VX.
I mean, probably a lot of it, but like, yeah, it was.
That is so creepy.
Yeah.
I can't imagine looking at myself in the mirror and seeing that.
Yeah.
And the girl was only like 9? Like the girl that played it was young?
I don't know. I tried to see how old she was and it didn't say her age. So she's probably...
Because that would fuck with me if I was like 10 years old playing Megan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've heard it in interviews that like it didn't really feel like a horror movie on set.
I'm sure it didn't. You know? Yeah.
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 So...
Well, because they couldn't include that much gore and then, you know, you're dancing...
Yeah.
You're dancing.
She's a dancer.
Yeah.
Somebody get... She's a singer. She's a dancer. She can act.
A talent.
She's a talent. She's an EGOT.
She can kill.
What more could she want?
I don't know.
She should... Oh, my God. How do you think she would do at the Comedy Store?
Honestly, if she just took in all the data and, like, watched some sets in the OR or whatever, she could probably pick it. I mean, she could do better than some open micers, I'm sure.
Probably, yeah.
Probably. I mean, it would probably be like a very scientific way of crushing. So like most people would be like, oh, that's hack. But then if you didn't know comedy, you'd be like, I thought they did well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like when you hear someone do a bit about like women who are drunk in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I'm sure if I never saw comedy, this would be hilarious.
Yeah.
But I know so many people who've done this bit that.
You're like, you're so creative.
Yeah,
look at you go.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. So out of 10, what do you think?
Entertainment-wise? I mean, I was paying attention the entire time. Yeah. I'd give it like an 8.
Yeah.
8, 9, maybe. In terms of like, will I watch it again? Probably not.
Yeah.
Like, I think I get it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not... You're not really searching for more at the end of it.
Yeah.
It's like, I understand what happened here. You know,
yeah,
it was funny enough.
I feel like it's one of those movies that you watch like once in theaters. And then if people, like you're at like a party.
Someone has like, it on the TV.
And you're like laughing. You're like, oh, look, wait, you gotta watch this part. It's like one of those movies.
It's one of those.
And it's gonna be a cult classic.
Yes.
I mean, it's already like doing better than...
Most.
Avatar, too. It's doing better than Avatar 2.
It's doing better than Avatar 2.
Which makes me so happy.
I love that.
It's so
funny.
Now
I give it a 10.
Right?
Because Avatar 2, I truly, after seeing Avatar the first one, I was like, who's going to want a second one? This was so long. And, like, the creatures aren't hot. It was like they tried to make them kind of hot, but they just objectively weren't. Like, only, like, furries were into it.
Smash or pass? That's going to be a pass.
It's going to be a pass.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I've never really been into... Well, I also don't really like fantasy.
Okay.
That's not really my realm.
Yeah.
I go horror or I go, like... I like horror. I like psychological thrillers. Mm-hmm. That type of stuff, if it's going to be not like a comedy.
Yeah.
But like fantasy type shit pretty much stopped at Narnia and then I never fucking looked back.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know,
that's fair.
Begging to watch fucking Aragorn or whatever the hell.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there an Aragorn?
I think, yes, there was.
There was.
Yeah.
And who was the other fucker? Percy Jackson. There was that kid.
He was hot.
I never saw it.
He was
a good looking guy.
He was not ugly.
Oh, it was that Logan dude, right?
Yes.
What else was he in? Perks of Being a Wallflower?
Yeah.
What else was he in? That's the exact name of the movie. What was his birthday? March 2nd, 1984?
Got it. Cool. I don't think I've heard of him before. I don't know.
I don't think I know him.
He's a Sagittarius.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I know his entire birth chart. Yeah, I would definitely give it an
8.5.
I enjoyed it. I
got no complaints.
It was silly. It was silly and it was fun and entertaining and I was laughing.
Yeah.
Was I terrified? No.
No.
Was I scared? No. I was kind of creeped out at some points just because it was like a doll.
Yeah.
And that's kind of weird for me. But like overall, I loved it. It was so fun.
I thought it was fun. The only thing I wish I would have done is it was a popcorn movie and I didn't get popcorn.
I didn't get popcorn either.
I got a huge Diet Coke. Ooh. Yeah. Which was still good, but you know.
Yeah.
It was definitely like one of those, It felt like I traveled back into high school and was like, this is the type of movie I'd go see with my friends.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't go with a group of people now who are, you know, 29 and go see, like, I wouldn't be like, guys, we're all going to see Megan. Like, I wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, even, like, I told my sister, I was like, I'm going to go see Megan. And she was like, why? And I was like, I'm doing a podcast. It's going to be like a, you know, it's a viral thing. She was like, okay. Like, yeah, I guess you're right. Like,
sure, I guess. I mean,
it's hard to get a group together to go to the movies at this age.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're young and you're in high school, it's like, well, you know,
this is we don't have anything else to do.
We go to the movies, we go to the mall.
Yeah, that's what we do. Well, not, you know, sometimes now because you have to be like 18 or older after 5 p.m. or something.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
See, I didn't know
I've been carded so many times and I have not had my ID on me, but I've been with my parents and I've had to wait for my parents to come by and be like, she's literally 25. No.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Is it because they serve a lot of alcohol now?
No, it's because the kids were up to no good.
Oh, really?
Up to shenanigans.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I do like how you can drink at the movies now.
That is
helpful. Love it.
That is helpful. That is helpful.
Yeah.
So tell us how we can find you, anything you want to promote.
You can find me on Instagram and at This Is Kelly Ryan. You can check out KellyRyanComedy.com. It's got all my upcoming shows, doing some cool stuff this year. So definitely come on out. You know? Yeah. That's pretty much. Oh, and then I have a podcast myself, Night Coop. So I do that with my sister, my twin sister.
Yeah. Twin sister.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Twins. Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for being here.
Yeah, this was great.
I'm so honored. also, you guys, we have our winners.
Whoa!
Got announced. I know. We have a signed script page from Jamie Kennedy, Scream script page with the rules of horror.
Whoa.
I know. We have 5 winners. I'm going to announce them right now.
Let's go.
These are their Instagram handles, so I apologize in advance.
Okay.
It is, first winner is Detroit D1. Second winner is Kayla.Hardy.Is.Bitter. I love that.
That's a good name.
All right. 3 is Timothy.Cash. 4 is JJ May. And finally, number 5, Stacy Schrome.
Wow.
You guys won. So DM us and we will get these, your addresses, and we'll ship these to you.
That's pretty cool.
I have one too. Yeah, it's pretty dope. So thank you guys for listening and thank you to our sponsor, FYE. You can find them in store or at FYE.com. Stay spooky, my friends.
You can follow us on Instagram at Horror at the Store, and you can follow me as well at KT Hetty.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.